Dear Chair, dear members of the Permanent Forum of African Descent, UNESCO and the social and human science sector that I lead is proud to be a consistent partner of this gathering, making Afro-descendants' voices heard at the international level. The International Decade for People of African Descent, supported by UNESCO from the start, ends this year. And despite many advancements, we know that challenges remain for the respect of Afro-descendants' dignity and rights. Did you know that the unemployment rate of Black Americans is twice that of white Americans? And that in Europe, 45% of the Afro-descendants have experienced racial discrimination in 2022? And these are the places where we measure these things. And even in sports, that should be the playground for team spirit and social cohesion, is plagued with racism. Discriminatory behaviors in football rose by 65% last year across the world. And a few years ago, I'm sure you witnessed the footballer Vinicius Jr., who is our goodwill ambassador, bursting into tears due to constant racist attacks, and therefore this should end up. There is no surprise then that the mental health issues of Afro-descendants are increasing. And racism is also very expensive for our societies. A recent study conducted by Citigroup shows that if the US addressed racism, $5 trillion could be added to the GDP of this country over the next 5 years. And this inspired us to develop a study on the cost of racism in collaboration with Brown University that will provide policymakers with tools to tackle racism while strengthening their economy and by having the evidence. Because the real question is how we can forcefully combat racism together. Of course, we need evidence-based policies and practices informed by data to make inequalities visible. This is a good step forward, but it's not enough. We also have to change mindsets and establish platforms for collective action. And this is precisely the role of our annual Global Forum Against Racism and Discrimination, which has become a place to be for government representatives, academia, and civil society to share these challenges and good practices and to forge impactful partnership. And I'm inviting you to join us on the fourth edition of the Global Forum that will take place in Barcelona in January 2025. In our third edition in Sao Paulo, we presented the UNESCO Anti-Racism Toolkit to help countries develop their national action plans to really raise the bar, get the best practices, look at how to strengthen our institutional settings to combat racism. And we also launched the network of anti-racist officials to build a community of champions advocating for this change in mindset and for the improvement of legal and institutional frameworks. And we know that young people are also tomorrow's change makers, and yet young Afro-descendants not only face more obstacles, but also have more to overcome, a legacy of trauma. But if there is a legacy of trauma, there is also a legacy of resilience and meaningful contributions that young people can make. And through our master classes against racism and discrimination, we have trained thousands of students and their teachers to combat racist stereotypes and foster a culture of resilience. And throughout 2024, we will be celebrating the 30th anniversary of our Root of Enslaved People program, which is also to get the story right, to get the memory, to remember the atrocities of the past, but also to build resilience, highlighting it in numerous events. And I invite all of you to join our high-level ceremony that is going to be scheduled in September in Paris. Remembering and understanding the consequences of the slave trade is also a form of healing and restorative justice. In 2022, we launched the UNESCO Healing Program, and in 2023, the Network of Places of History and Memory. And we introduced to provide skills enhancement for local populations, eco-friendly cultural tourism, and city twinning, reinforcing the links between Africa, the origin, and its diasporas. And later this year, UNESCO and the Guardian Foundation will launch a series of dialogues of restorative justice from enslaving. enslavement. And this topic will be analyzed further during our side events on Thursday with the Garden Foundation and the Education System for Anti-Racist Transformation and with the Colombian authorities. As F.C. Campbell Barr has said, and I salute her, and as she concludes her mandate as the chair of the forum, where she has done an amazing job, I really want to commend her dedication and the team for this agenda to progress. I know that we will continue to fight this joint cause together wherever she is with the new president and with all of you that have shown such a strong commitment for this agenda.